Hey everyone, welcome to XO Amanda Rose, the podcast. Today we're talking about all things dating and online dating specifically. But for more info, go to datingboutiqueinc.com, subscribe to the podcast, and follow us on all social media. All the links are below. Let's get into all the juicy dating tips we have for you today. Y'all probably hear me talk about online dating a lot, but it's because it freaking works. Yeah, there's tons of beyond creepy profiles and horrible online dating stories. We probably all have them, but if you can weed past all that crap, you can really hit a gold mine. Like seriously, if you're single, you should be online dating right now. Just think about it. There's millions of singles on online dating sites, and one in three couples who meet online get married. So your chances of meeting that special someone is pretty dang huge. So why wouldn't you be online dating if you're single? Get on there, like right now. Okay, after this podcast. But here's the thing. In person, real life meetings are great and fantastic and way better than, you know, saying you met online. But there are so many great quality people online that you wouldn't meet otherwise. So you can connect with people hundreds of miles away that you would have never met in person. And the connection could be absolutely out of this world. So I want to challenge you today to start online dating. And even if you are, I know you might be frustrated with that. You might be tired of all the ghosting, the conversations that get absolutely nowhere, or the casual daters that seem to only want to hook up. If you're frustrated and not getting the results you want, then a change needs to be made. It's time to attract high quality dates and date successfully and be consistent about finding love. It's time to step out of your comfort zone, create the life you love, and step into living your best life. Online dating, it can be frustrating. I know that. I've been there. But there's millions of singles dating online, and sometimes finding a good date is like finding a needle in a haystack. But I promise you, there's hope. So let's make a deal for 2018. This year is going to be the year that everything changes and you find love. So I'm going to share with you 7 rules of online dating that you don't want to miss. Okay, so number 1, ditch the deal breakers. Of course, we all have deal breakers and you should, but when a profile is full of what you don't want, automatically it sends bad vibes out there. So a profile full of all the negative gives the impression that the person is negative, and no one wants to date a negative Nancy. When you have a list of all the things you don't want in your profile, you'll have some great dates swipe right on by. A potential date doesn't want someone that seems impossible to please. So make those profiles positive so you get more positive dates. Number 2, honesty is key. Such a simple concept, but it's true. That 10-year-old photo might only get you, you know, to the first date, because if you want to get past that first date and find a relationship, make sure you're honest from the get-go. Post current photos. Don't lie about your age, your occupation, or your interest. Just don't lie. Why would you want to ruin a good thing by lying? You know, find someone who likes you for who you are, not someone who likes you based upon false beliefs. Number 3, kick the 3-day rule to the curb. Ask yourself, do you want a relationship based on playing games, or do you want a relationship based on authentic and truth and just being yourself? You know, if you want something real, don't play the dating games. If you're interested in someone, text or call them. If they're interested, then they'll respond. You know, if you're reading this, then you're probably an adult. And the bottom line is you're too old to be playing dating games. Just stop it. They're horrible. If you want a real authentic relationship, then you have to act like it. Remember, you attract what you are. Do you really want someone who plays games? Probably not. Because that just shows what your relationship is going to be like in the future. It's going to be constant game playing. So steer away from that, stay clear, and just be authentic, be you. Number four, classy is sexy. There's nothing worse than seeing a shirtless bathroom selfie with a toilet up. It's dirty. It's just gross. Or it's just, don't do that. It's a huge turnoff. Or, you know, for the ladies, too much cleavage. If you're showing too much body out there, then you're putting out the wrong signal. And you're attracting people that probably only want one thing. They're not interested in getting to know you. They just want to see what they can get from you. So less is more. Again, you attract what you put out there. So do you want someone that respects you or just wants a hookup from anybody they can get their hands on? Think about what you're attracting. Think about what your profile picture is attracting. Profile pictures that show too much skin attract less quality dates. Number five, leave your baggage behind. A profile should be positive and engaging and not filled with all that crap ex drama. Don't talk about your ex or your past relationships in your profile. This is an immediate turnoff. It shows that you're not over your past and you'll bring it into the next relationship. Talk about who you are now and take the steps to heal from your past. I promise you'll find better dates when you let go of the past. Number six, be consistent. Finding quality dates is not magic, and they definitely don't fall from a tree. It takes consistency and not giving up. Stay on the dating site for a few months. Don't give up. Respond to messages of those that you're interested in and go on some dates. Get out there. Don't just hide behind a computer screen. You're not going to find somebody like that. So get out there. Have fun with it. Number seven, most important, stay positive and fun. What is your profile saying about you? Come up with a catchy and flirty profile that increases curiosity and engagement. You know, instead of the normal, I love to travel and I love the beach. I think everybody has that in their profile. Talk about your most interesting travel experience instead. Also, be sure to stay positive, friendly, and fun. The people who look more approachable online get more swipes and get more dates from more quality people. So make your profile stand out from the rest and write something different. Now, I want you to go right now and change up that profile. I want you to get online as soon as you stop listening to this podcast, and I want you to start dating, like right now. So let's make this year the best year for you for finding love. Let me know how it goes in my social media. Send me a message, email me. I want to know how it goes for you. And for more dating advice, definitely check out our new course, Meet Your Match Online Dating Bundle. You can find that on my website at datingboutiqueinc.com. In that course, you'll learn all of my secrets to successfully date online. I give you the secrets to Bumble. I give you the secrets to coming up with catchy messages. It's all in there. So definitely check it out. I'll talk to you guys later. Get out there and date.